Atlas Butler Plumbing Services. Keeping things flowing. Like water through your pipes. And water down your drains.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
And phone numbers through your brain. Call today.
Get one quick sip of the coffee out of the CBJ mug, by the way. Now we go. All right. Hockey Dudes episode back. Coats tonight against the Hawks. Going to be 2.5 billion Hawks fans down in the Arena District. You have the green light to tell them that their franchise is dirty, dirty, dirty. That's what I did 7 years ago when I went to the Hawks game in the middle of their cup run. I just told them that their franchise was trash, even though they had won two Stanley Cups and on their way to third. I think that was the last time I was at a Hawks game. It was before they had won their third Stanley Cup, and I don't think anything's changed. Every time they come to the Schwido, it is red jerseys just freaking everywhere, dude. It's ridiculous.
Oh, wait.
Oh, shoot. Oh, the Jackets. They're on the road tonight against the Blackhawks. Okay. That's why. I was like, well, I knew the Jackets had already played out in Chicago at the end of December. And I think they did. That game probably got canceled. This is a makeup game. That's why I'm lost in the sauce. Wow. Anyway, whatever. Jackets, they have a chance to get two huge points tonight. I'm going to say huge points because I know there are some people that are just obviously rooting for them to do as bad as possible. I understand that, but it's hard for me to sit here and actively root against a team that I know, like, when they play good, they play pretty damn good. And you have this group together here now where I'm just like, let's just see what this group can do. If this group can somehow make the playoffs, let's just see what happens. Let's just roll the dice because you never know. I didn't think the group in 2019 was going to do any damage, and they did. So, hey, let's see what happens. But I don't think they're going to. When I predicted them at the beginning of the year, I said they'd fall right between 80 and 90 points. That's right where they're looking. That's right where they're on track to land. So nothing should surprise me. I think they'll finish two spots out of the second wild card spot. And they probably will pass the Wings even, so they'll finish one spot out of the wild card. But a buttload of points behind Boston. I don't care. Keep going. Keep trying to catch Boston. Just make the playoffs. I love when playoff hockey is going on in Columbus. I don't care. You got the draft picks already. It's not a big deal to me. You got the talent that you've already drafted coming up and Kulemans and Kent Johnson, which I'll talk about later because I'm thinking about going to, well, I'm not thinking about the Michigan. Well, someone's thinking about trying to get Kent Johnson back for the Ohio State Michigan game this weekend that I'm already going to, and we'll get into that. But yeah, no, the Jackets with a chance to get a dub tonight. I'd love to see it. I really would. I'm for this team. I'm rooting for this team. And anytime you go against Seth Jones, I'm just really banking that they would win, you know? And listen, Seth Jones, obviously a guy who played a lot of time here in Columbus. He spent 6 years here in Columbus. He's gotten a lot of crap for how he's played in Chicago. Mostly people looking at his plus minus because his points are there. Offensive upside is absolutely there. I mean, he's got 30 points in 45 games as a defenseman. He's only got 3 goals, so he's, you know, putting up low numbers in terms of him putting the puck in the net himself. But he's already surpassed the amount of points he had last year. Granted, he played on a garbage team. And he's tied the amount of points he had in 2019-2020. So he's playing good. He's playing good hockey. I think he has a chance at even setting his career high in points, which was back in 2017-2018. He had 57. So Seth Jones is absolutely great. Alex DeBrincat, of course, is great. They still got Patty Kane. Listen, it is okay. It is okay. I will commend Blackhawks fans for just openly admitting that their franchise is trash. That's a hard thing to do. It's a hard thing to stand back and be like, yeah, that what has gone on with our team, everything from what Rocky Wirtz, their owner, was saying at that like little open mic thing that they did, and he was sitting there saying, we're not gonna talk about 2011 or whatever year all this crap went down. He's like, we're not gonna talk about it. We've moved past it. What are some ways that you've moved past it? Just by not talking about it. He's an idiot. He's a complete moron. It makes me hate the Blackhawks even more. Listen, they're one of the original six teams. They obviously have a very rich history of some great hockey, and they play in Chi-Town. I think we all can admit Chi-Town's pretty great. It's a pretty amazing city. It's got almost everything you want, and it's sitting here in the Midwest. It's one of the big three, right? You got New York, LA, and Chicago, and Chicago's kind of the Midwest, you know, New York in a way, or the Chicago's the Midwest, LA, and it is a beautiful city. They have a lot of sports teams. They have a lot of successful sports teams in the Blackhawks and the Bulls and whatnot, but they can, I hope they just rebrand their entire franchise. And I think they're next to do it. I think they're next to do it because, listen, over the years, they have the woke crowd, the Native American community, whatever you want to call it, whoever the people are that are coming after these sports teams have came after them hard and have gotten them. They've tracked them down and they've gotten them after years. And, you know, I don't want to say that they're necessarily racist for having a Blackhawks logo, but I'm just saying it wouldn't be the saddest thing for me as someone that was dominated by Blackhawks fans all those years ago, and it wouldn't be the saddest thing for me. And I think it would be actually a good look. Like, let's just wipe clean. We are moving on. We are a different franchise. We have a different identity. I actually think, even though I think the name kind of sucks, I think it will work for the Washington Commanders. I think resetting their franchise a little bit, I think that'll do some good. I think also with the Guardians, I think up in Cleveland, like, let's start spending some money in free agency. Let's build an actual World Series team here. We were so close a couple of years ago. Let's just refresh and go after that. Let's change your new identity. Let's stop being the farm team for other teams, you know? And I think the Jackets need to reset that identity too. And the Jackets are, to no fault of their own, it's not like it's upper management that is struggling to keep talent here. We just need to cultivate a culture, if you will, that encourages young free agents to want to stay. And I think Brad Larson's the guy to do that. And I think I think Boone Jenner is a captain that other guys want to play for. So we'll see. Anyway, long way before figuring that out, we got the Blackhawks tonight. The over-under is 6. I saw CBJ Haters, my good pal on Twitter that I hate, but also love. I love that I hate him. Let's just say that. Because his takes are so bad that he actually is true to who he is. CBJ Haters, he has a little parlay going tonight. I'm just going to write it. Listen, I've had a tremendously awful gambling experience the last few days. I have just been deep in the red. So anything that I can do to gather some dubs, I'm going to do. And if it takes as much as just betting every single bet that I see out there, I'm going to do it. So here's what he's got. He's got Pens +1.5. He's got Rangers money line. He's got Blues -1.5, and he's got CBJ Chicago over 6. I'm taking that. I'm gonna go with that. I like the Pens on the road against the Leafs. Pens are at an absolute wagon right now. I think they have clearly shown that they're back to primetime form. Where, I mean, they're gonna win the Metropolitan, so that's pretty, you know, that's pretty good. And I've always thought the Metropolitan was better than the Atlantic year after year. They might not win the Metropolitan. The Rangers and Carolina are also pretty good. Speaking of which, I got the Rangers money line against Detroit. Simple fact, Detroit sucks on the road this year. They've done absolutely nothing. They've stolen zero money from me when they're on the road. They're a safe bet to bet against. And even though the Rangers like to play close at home, they like to really squeak out wins and take it into the shootout and everything. I like the Rangers money line. Blues minus 1.5 tonight. I'm blanking on who the Blues are playing. Line, please. Blues are playing the Canadiens on the road. And the Canadiens, worst team in hockey, so I like the Blues minus 1.5 and CBJ Chicago over 6. Jackets overs have been money this year. Let's keep that going. I would love to hit this little four-legger here. That would be fantastic. So my prediction for the game tonight, I think the Jackets win. I think the Jackets win this one 4-3. I think Patrick Laine stays hot. He didn't have a goal or point in the last game, but he almost did. He almost had just a beautiful assist where he dongled two guys and then fed it over to Gustav Nyquist. Gustav Nyquist just put it in the center of Markstrom's pads. Nothing you can do about that. I think Blue Jackets, they got to play better defense, obviously. I think that's clear. You're not going to win a lot of games without playing defense, but you're also not going to score a lot of goals unless some of those defensemen are jumping up in the rush, which you saw the last game. Boquist and Zach Werenski were the two guys that scored, two defensemen. So I highly encourage those guys to get up in the rush, but maybe find a good medium too. Maybe find a good medium where you're also, at times, the offense is lacking because you're staying back and you're just playing hard, good defense. And maybe Chicago has a lot of time in the offensive zone, but they can't get the puck towards the net because you're just playing great defense. I would love to see that tonight. So I wouldn't be the most mad thing if the under hit, as long as the Jackets win. I just really want the Jackets to win this game. I can't emphasize that enough. I'm all in on the Jackets on this run. And it only took a 3-game win streak for me to believe again. And I think it's just because you have to just survive some of those down times of the year. You just have to survive the massive losing streaks. I mean, look at what Edmonton survived a big losing streak. And now they're right back to comfortably in a playoff spot. So we'll see about that. And so I'm all in on the Coats. All in on the Coats tonight. Let's go 3-2. Let's go 3-2 Blue Jackets tonight. I know that's obviously with the under hitting. I'm hopefully going to reverse jinx myself. 3-2 Coats. Let's go. Some other news here. I forgot to talk about this. The Devils. The Coyotes are playing in the Sun Devils Arena. College hockey. Now, people joked about that. Like, that was a joke when people were talking about the Coyotes potentially having to move out of their barn because they couldn't pay their bills. People were seriously talking about moving them to Montreal, Houston, whatever. They joked about them moving to a college arena. They're moving to a college arena, a 5,000-seat barn. That is embarrassing. I mean, there's junior hockey teams up in Canada that have bigger arenas than that. Now, obviously, this is a temporary home. I think they only are inked into a 2 or 3 year deal. So they just bought themselves a little bit more time to figure something out. Of course, they can always re-up if they have to, but it's just funny to me that things have gotten that bad there. I mean, I don't know. Is it time to move the Yotes out of the desert? It's just tough. I mean, you'd hate to see it. I do appreciate the NHL's loyalty to staying in the desert. They're not gung-ho about moving the team, you know? And I don't know if that's for selfish reasons that they want to – that's an open market. There's no team that really has a total grip on that market. If I had to guess, I'd say probably the Cardinals. But again, there's a lot of snowbirds that live down there, you know? A lot of people that moved from other parts of the country live in Arizona. And so that's a bulk of their attendance, honestly. The bulk of their attendance is when their favorite team that they used to root for plays there. So they go and they wear an Edmonton Oilers jersey or a Leafs jersey or a Red Wings jersey. You know, they don't root for the Yotes. There's no core fan base there. And the reason why that is because the team's never been good. They've never had a good playoff run. So they need to get that going. But that is funny that they are playing in a college arena. That's hilarious, actually. I also saw World Juniors will be replayed start to finish in the middle of August out in Alberta. You love to see that. That's a tournament that you absolutely hate to see go. And honestly, the talent will probably be better in that tournament than I've said this obviously for forever. Like the World Juniors is a fantastic tournament to watch. I mean, there's so many future NHLers that are playing, and it's basically like it's more significant than the college national championship because all those guys playing in the World Juniors are going to be on the NHLers. So you don't really see that in like the college hockey tournament. Like now, obviously, teams like Michigan, like they have just and Minnesota, they got college hockey players up and down their lineup, or they got NHL players up and down their lineup. But in terms of these guys are going to be future stars, the World Juniors is littered with that. And USA and Canada always go head to toe, usually for the gold. And USA, I was actually a little bit worried about their team this past year, and it got canceled. I thought they dodged a bullet. I'd rather the tournament happen than not happen, because obviously the Olympic team was severely disappointing and the women's team disappointed me yesterday. But that is what it is. I guess we'll just wait 4 more freaking years for anything good to happen out of that. That just sucks, but it is what it is. Oh well. Yeah. Bad day to be an American. Today is a bad day to be an American. Lastly, I also said I was going up to see Ohio State, Michigan this weekend up at Yost. Just the oldest and just the most cool barn that I've just really wanted to go check out myself. I mean, everything I read, it is the best college hockey barn in college hockey. And I have the last couple of years become a little bit of a college hockey fan where I've kindled. And it's mostly because the Buckeyes have been pretty good this year. So they've been fun to watch. I'm going to go check it out. I don't think that Michigan's going to have Power, Beniers, and Johnson back, which is going to help Ohio State, because Ohio State split the series with Michigan the last time that they played Michigan. It was down here in Columbus because those guys were out at the World Juniors. That, of course, got canceled. So, but yeah, Ohio State's going to get lucky and they're not going to have those guys. I'm probably going to bet on Ohio State and I'm probably going to lose money like an idiot. But I'm going to go check it out. Yeah. Yes, I'm one of those dudes that I go north during the winter because I can't afford to go south. All right. I'm still on a producer salary down here. And not enough of you people have commented on my podcast. So I can't take that and show other people, hey, people actually like this thing. I see you all listening. I can see the numbers. Right. And I know probably if I was a little bit more consistent and did this, actually, I did the hockey podcast actually daily, week, like multiple weeks throughout the year instead of taking weeks off, it'd be better. But hey, I can't tell you, listen, shit gets busy, man. As everybody knows, shit gets busy. So I got to do what I got to do. Anyway, I'm out of here. I'll be back to talk about the Ohio State Michigan game. I'll be back to talk about this Jackets Blackhawks game. And I'll be back just to talk to you about just life. Oh, also, not that anybody cares, I had a C-League goal last night. That's a big deal for me because I'm trying to establish myself as a C-Leaguer. I'm trying to kind of weed my I kind of wish the commissioner would just come after me and be like, hey, you can't play in D-League and C-League. Listen, I have so many friends in D-League. I have been part of watching my Strong Hearts franchise. I've been a big major part or major cog in the rebuild of the Strong Hearts franchise. I would love to stay with them. I would love to stay with them and see them through all the way a D-League championship. And maybe this year is our year. Maybe it is. But the future has me playing in C-League. And that couldn't be more true than the Geno I had yesterday, which was all my buddy Will Reimer. My buddy Will Reimer, who played hockey in the USHL freaking monster, just did like a spinorama backhand pass right to my tape in front of the net. So that was my goal. And then I put in just god-awful minutes on the power play when we needed a goal to take the lead later in the game. So I am still garbage at hockey, but it's those moments like that that I feel good. Also, prop Hayden up moment. Ben sent me, my cousin Ben sent me my Fortnite stats. I have a 16.5% win rate in Fortnite, which is better than my cousin Lance, who is way better than me at Fortnite. His Fortnite win percentage is only 8%. So, I mean, I know wins aren't stats for Fortnite players, but if wins were stats, I'd basically be in the Fortnite Hall of Fame. So get after me. All right, everybody, make sure you tell your dog about this podcast and tell your dog.